Welcome to the Cake Adjacent Podcast, a once a week update on all things food, family, community, gardening, whatever. We call it Sidecar. If it has to do with the rituals around food and holidays, making food or taking it places, or remembering what we were eating during important times in our lives, we'll talk about it here. I am your host and bestie, Jen Coleslaw, coming to you from the soulless suburbs of Northern Virginia. Hello, friends! I am recording this and hopefully uploading it on Labor Day. I feel like a lot of the United States especially has forgotten what this holiday is about. It's a celebration of the working class and the important union work that has brought us things like the 5-day work week for some of us, and the weekend, and sick leave, and paid time off, and the 8-hour workday, and child labor laws, and safety regulations on the job, and health and other fringe benefits, Social Security, overtime pay, work time breaks, and more. Now, if you don't get those things at your workplace, maybe you ought to consider organizing yourself and your comrade besties into a union. This is not an overtly political podcast, as you know, but there's a reason why I often end my recordings with things like record profits or unpaid wages. Because it's to remind you, comfortable people like myself, that the fiscal conservatives, the monster capitalists, the captains of industry of the world, and that is me calling those lunatics something kind, are not the ones who look after those of us who work for a living. And you should cast your votes everywhere at every level of office accordingly. And when you hear of someone talking and tearing down unions and fair wages and benefits, you should ask yourself, why are they taking that position? Who benefits from keeping people poor, sick, and undereducated? If you think that trickle-down economics gets us affordable health care that isn't tied to our jobs, paid parental leave, I have a magical bridge to sell you that, by the way, some union iron worker built. Okay, moving on from that. How was your week? Mine was very busy. I worked entirely too much, and the result is a very tired Jen Coleslaw who is almost out of spoons today. Do you know what it means to be out of spoons? Spoon theory is a part of autoimmune disease lingo, which I do not have, by the way. I don't have autoimmune disease. I have other chronic illnesses. And I find it a little clumsy personally, but that's okay because we all get to use whatever analogies and terminologies that we want to explain how we exist in the world. And for lots of people, spoon theory is a widely recognizable and understood set of language and theories. People know exactly what you're talking about when you say, I am out of spoons. I just feel like spoons are not the best tools for everyday life, so I figure that every day, I'm given a certain amount of, let's say, county fair tickets. I can use a bunch of tickets to go on a roller coaster and a Ferris wheel, or I can use one or two tickets to walk through the 4-H tent to see the animals or get a fried dough or some fresh-cut fries with malt vinegar. And I can use a few of those tickets to play midway games. But if I use up all of the tickets on rides and games, I am out of tickets to do anything else. Tickets for me in real life are used for things like showering and doing household chores, going to and from work, working at the job, doing side hustles, weeding the garden, going to someone's all-day wedding or an event. Each ticket or spoon represents a certain amount of energy expended. Anyway, I have a few tickets left for today after this week and weekend, and I have to use them for podcasting and feeding myself. Although I just made what is easily the worst batch of Kraft mac and cheese ever because I salted the water and then I salted the pasta. Plus, I thought I'd be clever and I'd add some shredded Mexican cheese, and it is absolutely inedible. It tastes like a dirty, salty washcloth. I don't know how that happened, but it all went into the trash. So I used up tickets on that and I'm still not fed. And if you didn't already suspect, Ben is traveling, and so I have to feed myself and all the animals. Anyway, I have one food ticket left, so I made myself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, lest you think I am starving to death. and maybe I will have food delivered for dinner tonight so as not to expend any more tickets. All right, how about we get to the three good things that happened this week? First up, I got news that I won't divulge here because it's not really my news, even though it affects me, that a work colleague is leaving and moving across the world, and I love that for them. Except, I do not love that for me. But not everything good that happens is about me. The good part for me is that I got lots of advance time to manage my colleague's work, and together we'll figure out a way to get someone hired and get all the work done and covered without too much stress on anyone. Fingers crossed, and I have an awesome place to visit in 6 months. The second piece of good news, as some of you know, I've been helping out one of my greatest friends here open his own vet hospital, and this week is the soft opening for training. Waffles and Pete will be the test patients for the new staff. They don't know that yet, so please don't tell them. They think we're going out for tea on Thursday and then to do some back-to-school clothes shopping. And while it has been a lot of hard work, it feels so good to be part of something bigger than me. I'm really looking forward to hanging out up there, learning new pet healthcare techniques, visiting the break room for snacks, and volunteering holding nervous pet paws and soothing anxious nerves, pets, and pet parents. I think I told you the story here that I was so upset when Trump won the election that on the day of the inauguration, my vet friend let me come up to his clinic and help neuter a feral cat, which did make me feel somewhat better, at least at the time. He is a very good teacher, and I seriously considered going to community college to get my vet tech license, but the internship hours needed to get licensed take so much time, it would be really hard for me to do that with my job. But if I ever had a career change, or I lost my job for some reason, or my job lost its funding, I would do that in a heartbeat. Anyway, I spent a good part of the day up there yesterday, and that hospital floor is unforgiving, which is why I'm hurting today. So I might need to get some decent nursing size shoes. I was wearing my favorite Allbirds, but they are clearly no match for poured concrete. I brought up a bottle of champagne, and we toasted the almost finished hospital. It was such a good time. If you're wondering how I'll be compensated for all this work, I am the hospital's social media person and graphic designer for many things. I have requested a Siamese kitten or an orange kitten with white undercoating and feet. Vets always find out about kittens that need homes. That's how we got Big Sugar. So now our vet is on the lookout for such a creature. So I think those are the good things for this week. Both of them are so good they equal at least three things. There are absolutely a bunch of annoyances that are vexing me into the next week, but whatever. I cannot control all the things. I can only control my response to them, right? Okay, so I am gearing up for a busy few months, and while I have a little anxiety about the amount of work that has to get done, all while doing all of this other stuff that I have been filling my time with, it almost feels like we're getting back to some sort of normal. I have a few meetings to speak at, a conference, a trip, a visit to see mom. We have a list of household chores that need attention that is as long as my arm, and we're hoping to get a herd of sheep in to eat all the vines off the fence. For me, time has kind of stopped during these last 2.5 months. See what I'm saying? 2.5 years. Like, I have no sense of time. With a few exceptions, things have happened around me and to me, but I feel like I haven't happened to anything. I haven't accepted additional years on my age during this time, and as I rest on this Labor Day, I think about the things I didn't accomplish during the pandemic because of all the reasons, including entropy and Newton's first law, which is a body at rest tends to stay at rest, and because of illness and the world just being a big hot mess. But now I'm starting to move again, and a body in motion tends to stay in motion, maybe? I don't know. I have some trepidation about getting back to whatever normal is going to be when so many things are just not normal. Do you feel like this at all? As usual, I don't know the answer. I only have the questions, but I will tread slowly and carefully. Because while I will jump right into the deep end of the pool, and that's not a metaphor, I'll actually do that, or right into the cold ocean. I am weary and somewhat weary of this world and what it has in store for us who have survived this far. I guess what I'm saying is stay vigilant, my friends. Take care of those who are still sick or sad or poor or weak, and help remove the boot from their necks every opportunity you have. Remember Labor Day and its origins, and protect the people who kept us alive for the last 2.5 years and those who are still not able to move forward for whatever reason. Okay, friends, it's food holiday time. I know it's late notice, but it's cheese pizza day. So if you are like me and you are out of spoons or raffle tickets or whatever, you can order pizza tonight. You could also order samosas because it's World Samosa Day, and I'm absolutely a fan and would like to learn how to make my own. I've already mentioned it's Labor Day, and while it would be great if everything was closed so that everyone could have the day off, you know that that is not the case. So if you order food for dinner, at least the folks who are working, make sure you tip your delivery person quadruple, at least. Tomorrow is coffee ice cream day, and while I love coffee ice cream, coffee milkshakes are my favorite flavor. I have mentioned before, it is always worth mentioning again that one of my most extra special favorite things on the planet is a vanilla frozen custard shake with 2 shots of espresso in it. Oh my God, this is just so good. If you haven't had one, I want you to hit pause right now. I want you to Google frozen custard. I want you to figure out where the frozen custard place is near your house. And I want you to plan to go get one of these frozen custard shakes with espresso in it. It is so good that there's not a frozen custard place within 10 miles of my house, because I would get one of those every day and then I would never sleep again. Because for some reason, I'm very sensitive to coffee caffeine, but not so much to tea caffeine or soda caffeine. I do not understand the science. I'm not the science gen. That's somebody else's job. Anyway, next week is chocolate milkshake day, Monday, I think, and I'm not a huge fan of chocolate milkshakes. Tuesday is also National Read a Book Day, and I'm very excited because I ordered the new Stephen King book, and it will be coming tomorrow. I've had some trouble with my eyesight in the last year, probably because I haven't had my eyes checked during the pandemic, and I went this week, and I got a special prism for my glasses, so fingers crossed that I can actually read something longer than a page or a tweet. Wednesday is Acorn Squash Day, which is not a day I personally celebrate. I mean, I like acorn squash, especially split in half, roasted with some maple syrup, butter, and nuts. But who has the bandwidth for all of that in September when it is still 90 degrees outside? I do not. Let's move Acorn Squash Day to November, please. It is also Beer Lover's Day, and I just don't love beer anymore. I feel like it stopped loving me a while ago, but when I do have a beer, my favorite is a nice, clean, fresh Kolsch or a lemony Hefeweizen. And also, interestingly, as yesterday was Read a Book Day, this day is the day after, and it's Buy a Book Day, and I feel like they really should have collaborated on this and maybe switched that around. And maybe someone who's somehow involved in that world reading and buying book domination is listening to the podcast, and they'll get in touch with each other and fix that for next year. Just a suggestion. Thursday, the 8th of November, is Date Nut Bread, and there's a vendor at the farmer's market here in Manassas that makes the best loaf breads. My favorite is her gingerbread carrot, but I don't think she has a date nut bread. I love nuts and bread. Banana nut, orange cranberry nut, 2 yums. Anyway, date nut bread is good with cream cheese. Big fan. But I just don't find it anywhere. I guess I could make it. This day is also a big non-food holiday. It's Iguana Awareness Day. Not for eating. Oncology and Hematology Nurse Appreciation Day. 2 thumbs up. National Dog Walkers Day. So if you have a dog walker, you might want to tip a little extra or get them some of those fancy dog poop bags. And in keeping with the theme this week, it is International Literacy Day. You think they could have led with that and then Buy a Book Day and then Read a Book Day? Like, that's how I would have done it. But you know what? Nobody asked me. Now, look, Friday is a big day. It is Wiener Schnitzel Day. I know, right? So if you don't know, Wiener is veal and schnitzel is pounded super flat. So it's tender and then it's breaded and fried. So basically you can have any meat schnitzeled. When I was in college, the food service was provided by New England Culinary Institute. So we used to get all kinds of wacky foods for dinner by the Necky students. And I remember one night it was turkey schnitzel and it was really quite good. I would say, without actually knowing, that a chicken fried steak is actually American schnitzel. Yeah. Anyway, I think I've told you many, many times about one of my favorite podcasts and subsequent books, The Anthropocene Reviewed by John Green. He has a perfect podcast and piece in the book about teddy bears and where they actually come from. So I hope that on this day, Friday, the 9th of September, he's actually talking about Teddy Bear Day. It's also Stand Up to Cancer Day, which honestly I find so fucking condescending, because who does not stand up to cancer? Everyone fights cancer in their own way. I don't know anyone who lets cancer steamroll them in any way. Even people who stop treatment stand up to cancer by saying, I am doing this my way, you fucking bastard. So I hate these sorts of holidays and I'd love to see them go away. Saturday is TV dinner day. And since I can see the demographics of most of you, I know that a lot of you know what a TV dinner is. We used to have them all the time when I was growing up. And once my mother went back to school, we ate them a lot. My favorite was the Swanson TV dinner, the fried chicken one. Although if I had known that it was going to fund Tucker Carlson's rise to fame, I absolutely would have just fed it to the raccoons. I also liked the Hungry Man Salisbury steak. I never liked the vegetable or the potato, though. The texture of those frozen potatoes was so gross. Like, I don't really care about, like, I'm not one of those people that won't eat something because the texture is weird. Like, Ben doesn't like pears because they taste fine, but they feel weird. But those frozen potato stuff is just disgusting. The corn was okay, but the peas and carrots were just not good. And then there was the dessert. Now, it amazes me, even now, with all the technology that we have, that they managed in the 50s and the 60s is when TV dinners came out, to figure out how to cook meat, two different vegetables, and a dessert. It was usually a little apple pie, all in one tray, all at the same temperature, in the oven, all at the same time. Now my favorite quote-unquote TV dinners are the Palak Paneer from Trader Joe's. So it just goes to show that my palate has refined a little bit. I don't know if you can hear it, but Pete is screaming outside the door where I am podcasting. So if you can hear him, that's him yelling because it's almost dinner time. And finally, on September 11th, which is Sunday, it's Hot Cross Bun Day, which I'm not sure I quite understand, because hot cross buns are really kind of an Easter thing. They're not my favorite breakfast bread, so you can have mine if you celebrate. Here in the United States, it's also Patriot Day, which is a complicated day for a lot of people when we remember and relive the events of 9/11. In other unrelated holiday news, it's Make Your Bed Day, and I'm more inclined to talk about that. I do not make my bed, by the way. What's the point? I'm just going to get back into it. Then I am to talk about 9/11 and the flag hugging and the too often xenophobic and jingoistic patriot humping nonsense from that day where so many just regular people, friends of mine, died, and a set of chain reaction of horrors that we are still dealing with today. Like, that, dredging that up every day, every year on that day is like, I'm done doing that. Anywho, can you tell I'm tired? I'm making a lot of mistakes, and I could re-record this, but I'm probably not going to because I'm out of tickets. Okay, so that's the week for you. Please keep rating and sharing the podcast, talking it up in your social circles. You can support this work by joining the Patreon or by throwing some coin my way through the Ko-fi. You can find that link on my Twitter bio. I split those funds between my snack account and donating to something we've been talking about. This month, we'll put it towards food bank and pet food pantry donations. I hope that you have a good short week coming up and that you don't work extra hard to make up for being off today. and that whatever weather and climate change misery that is happening where you live, and I know that it's happening because I'm seeing it's happening all over the world, whether it's drought or rain or flooding or wildfire or heat, that you get a break from it this week. I'll see you next week, and remember, do not censor yourself to comfort someone else's ignorance.